13. Hipduron followed the Millennium Falcon in its hiccuping voyage through the Dovin Basal Mines and into the confusion of Hapen space. After weaving through the chaotic traffic, he finally gained landing clearance. The worst behind him, he quickly set down his fighter next to Han's ship. He swung out of his X-wing and gazed with dismay at the scene around him. The docking area outside of Hapes's royal city stretched as far as his eyes could see. Movable landing pads shifted to squeeze the ships together and make room for the scores of vessels still circling or hovering in the skies overhead. Refugees milled about, and their confusion was like a scent on the wind. Then another, stronger wind swept through Kip, a psychic blast of incredible power and pain. He staggered and caught hold of his battered ship as Jason Solo's agony swept through his veins like molten rock. His own astonishment mingled with the younger man's pain, for Kip had no ties with Jason Solo that would explain so powerful a connection. He didn't even like the young Jedi. In his view, Han's oldest son was a spoiled, self-absorbed brat who'd rather let the Yuuzhan Vong sweep across the galaxy like a plague of insects than sully his precious vision of the Jedi ideal. Yet, for some reason, Kip was sharing what was certainly a final agony. He couldn't imagine living through something like this firsthand. He wasn't sure he'd want to. As the pain began to recede, a strong hand grasped his elbow. "Hey, kid, exactly how long have you been cooped up in that flying fresher?" Kip quickly pulled away from his old friend, shielding his thoughts and manufacturing a wry smile. "Too long, apparently. Give me a minute to get my land legs back, and I'll be fine." Han nodded absently and glanced over at the Millennium Falcon. Luke Skywalker emerged from the ship on the heels of his red-headed wife. His arm encircled his twin sister's waist as they walked slowly down the ramp. Leia Organa Solo was pale but composed. Impatience crackled around Mara Jade Skywalker, like sparks from a severed cable, only slightly muted by the sorrow that rose from them all. Kip bowed to the Jedi Master, but spoke to the Solos. "My sincere regrets over the loss of your son." Leia's eyes drifted shut, and Han quickly moved to her side. "Thanks," he said, speaking quickly as if to spare his wife the necessity of words. "I won't deny it's tough. Doesn't seem right, outliving your youngest kid." "Your youngest?" Kip echoed in dismay. Jason he could shrug off without much trouble, but not Anakin. Anakin Solo's star had been swiftly rising, making him the war's most visible and attractive Jedi hero. Anakin could have made a difference. Too late, Kip realized what his words revealed. Han's face turned gray, and he gripped Kip's arm with bone-crushing force. "You were talking about Jason. What did you hear? What do you know?" Leia placed a gentling hand on her husband's shoulder. "Kip might have felt what I did, a sudden surge of Jason's presence, then a dimming." Dimming wasn't the word Kip would have chosen. He'd seen stars go nova with more subtlety. Concerned, he glanced toward Luke Skywalker. The Jedi Master's lips were compressed in a tight line. Grief and concern mingled in his eyes as he regarded his sister. His gaze shifted to Kip's, drawn by the younger man's unspoken question. His slight, almost imperceptible nod confirmed that he, too, had felt Jason Solo's death. Mara stalked forward, her green eyes burning. Kip didn't need the Force to read the warning written there. Leave Leia her protective illusions, let her deal with this in her own time. "Surely you have no problem shading the truth," Mara purred softly. "After all, you managed to deceive my apprentice." "My apprentice," she emphasized. Obviously, Mara hadn't forgiven him for involving Jaina in his latest vendetta. Kip had used his considerable Jedi powers to nudge Jaina into believing that an unfinished Yuuzhan Vong worldship was actually a superweapon. And yes, he'd asked the young pilot to become his apprentice, mostly as a means of putting her off stride and making her more receptive to his deception. Mostly. "Warning me off?" he asked mildly. She glanced toward Luke, only because he's been a good influence. Her eyes narrowed. "So far." Mara spun away from him. "We need to find a ship," she said abruptly as she strode away. Luke followed, his eyes approving his wife's hard-won restraint. Leia caught her brother's arm. "You'll send word if you have any news of the twins?"
"You'll know," he said softly. "You have a Jedi's instincts. You don't need anyone to tell you about your own children."
His somber gaze sought Kip's, and his usually mild eyes echoed Mara's warning. Han's puzzled gaze shifted from face to face. He squared his shoulders and moved on to something he could understand. Draping an arm around Kip's shoulders, he led him toward the Falcon. "Come on, kid. Let's make ourselves useful." "Flying?" Kip said dubiously as he eyed the latest dings and creases on the venerable ship. "Fixing," Han retorted. He opened a compartment in the Falcon's hull and removed a laser torch. With a single flick, he coaxed a small beam from it, as easily as any Jedi might awaken his lightsaber. "This plating here needs to be replaced." The Jedi regarded the tool. "I'm not much of a mechanic," he hedged. He took it from Han and switched it off, hoping the older man would get the hint. "Just cut off those rivets. How hard could that be?" Han's voice faded off as he disappeared into the hold. Kip shrugged and pulled out his lightsaber. He switched it on and removed the half-melted fasteners with a few deft flicks. "I see you found yet another appropriate use for your Jedi abilities," a caustic female voice observed. He turned to face Leia. The older woman was still lovely, despite the weight of grief and worry in her eyes. Her brown hair was thick and glossy, and she wore it in a straight, simple style that made her look remarkably like her 18-year-old daughter. Kip produced his most disarming smile and enhanced it with the subtle nudge that had so disconcerted Jaina. He got the vivid impression of his effort striking an invisible wall and splattering like a Minok colliding with a Star Destroyer. The princess sniffed and spun on her heel. For no reason that Kip could fathom, he fell into step with her. Leia ignored him as she waded into the crowd of refugees, dispensing comfort. In a remarkably short time, the crowd had been herded through the initial registration and dispersed into small groups. Ape and land speeders glided off toward the parklands beyond the city. The refugees who'd been injured during the escape from Coruscant lay on narrow white pallets. Medical droids rolled with quiet efficiency between the rows. The collective suffering rolled over Kip in waves. He fought back the memories. His home destroyed, his family dispersed, his childhood lost to slavery. He noticed Leia watching him, her dark eyes narrowed in speculation. "There's a need here," she said, "one you understand better than most. Maybe you could make yourself useful for a change." Kip smiled faintly but shook his head. "I don't think so. Not here, at least. Not this way." Her eyebrows shot up. "For some people, doubt can be dangerous. On you, it's an improvement. So what will you do next?" He considered the question, and the answer that came to him was not the one he'd expected. Kip had assumed responsibility for fighting this war, and not just fighting, but fighting in a way that set the direction for his fellow Jedi. He'd even told Jaina that their generation needed to establish a new order, a new relationship with the Force. Perhaps on some level he'd been envisioning himself in this role. With Jedi certainty, Kip realized that this task would fall to another. Yet there was a place for him, an important one.
No change comes without conflict, he said slowly. Perhaps my destiny is to be the irritant that forces the discussion, the blister that lets you know your boots don't fit. To his surprise, Leia burst into laughter. She sobered quickly and fixed him with a challenging stare. Not a bad analogy, but keep in mind the difference between a blister and a cancer. You're a young man, and already you've been given more chances than most people get in a lifetime. A lot of people wonder why you're still alive. The answer to that can be given in two words. Luke Skywalker, Kip supplied without hesitation. I understand how much I owe your brother.
Really?
You have a strange way of repaying your debts, Leia retorted. You've done nothing to support him and everything you can to spread dissension among the Jedi. The whir of repulsor engines made further speech impossible. They watched as two strangely designed vehicles lowered skillfully onto the crowded docks. Round cockpits reminiscent of the old TIE fighters, and four movable arms that at present were spread like the limbs of crouching beasts. Chiss vessels, Leia mused. Her face brightened as a familiar, dark-haired young man leapt from the cockpit.
Jag fell,
Kip observed flatly. Colonel Jag fell, Leia added thoughtfully. Her face took on the inscrutable but pleasant expression that Han often referred to as her diplomat face. You'll have to excuse me, she murmured, and then headed toward the young commander. Kip chose not to take the hint. He matched his pace to Leia's. Whatever came next, they would need pilots. And even if Kip didn't like to admit it, pilots didn't come much better than the young man emerging from the Chiss clawcraft. Colonel Jagatfell's face lit with pleasure as he recognized Leia. A faint shadow entered his eyes when he noted Kip at her side. That Kip could understand. Their first meeting had been more cordial than a bar brawl, but that was the only positive thing Kip could think to say about it. The pilot drew himself up and greeted Leia with a crisp, formal bow. He introduced his wingmate, a Chiss woman who stood nearly half a head taller than either Jag or Kip.
Is your presence here a portent of things to come? Leia asked, a touch of hope in her voice.
Jag inclined his head in a bow of apology. I regret to report that it is not. Shonkir and I are scouts for the Chiss. No more.
Pretty impressive arsenal for a pair of scouts, Kip observed, tapping one hand against the proton torpedo launcher.
We don't seek trouble, but neither will we run from it, Jag said calmly. Several uniformed Haepans strode toward them, flanking two men in bedraggled flight suits. One of them pointed to Jag.
That's him. Him and the woman. They're the ones.
Some of that trouble you didn't run from? Kip asked. Jag's only response was a brief, cool stare.
Excuse me, he murmured to Leia, and then went over to speak with the officials.
He returned in moments, and sent a glance toward the Chiss. Immediately she swung back into her ship and began to power up the engines.
We've been asked to undertake a short mission, Jag explained. A Yuuzhan Vong frigate analog requires an escort to Hapes.
Kip let out a burst of derisive laughter.
Who'd you have to kill to get that job?
The pilot is believed to be Lieutenant Jaina Solo, Jag continued, as smoothly as if the interruption had not occurred.
I know, Leia said, a shadow of worry in her voice, and I thank you for undertaking this. It won't be easy to get an enemy ship in unscathed.
Jaina, Kip mused, coming here and flying a Yuuzhan Vong ship. This has distinct possibilities.
Could you use another pilot?
Jag regarded him for a long moment. The Haepan officials do not seem entirely convinced that this is not some sort of ambush. They asked Shonkir and me to go because we have combat experience against the Yuuzhan Vong. It's entirely possible, however, that we were chosen for this task primarily because we are not Haepan, and are therefore considered expendable.
Oh, if that's all, Kip said dryly.
I've been expendable for years, and recently my status has been downgraded from undesirable to anathema.
Chonkier leaned over the edge of the cockpit, her red eyes taking Kip's measure. She, too, had heard the tales about the rogue Jedi, but she did not look disapproving.
"You will fly under Colonel Fell's command?" she demanded.
"It's his mission," Kip agreed. "What about it, Colonel?" The young pilot accepted with a curt nod, then pulled himself up into his ship. Kip sprinted toward his X-wing.
"What's this about, Kip?" Leia called after him.
He stopped, turning to meet her questioning gaze. The suspicion he expected to see was there, but it was tempered with something softer. Curiosity, if nothing more.
"The last time you agreed to take orders from someone, you twisted the situation and turned many of the best people I know into unwitting murderers, including, I might add, my daughter. What are you after this time?"
Leia's words were harsh, but Kip didn't consider them unfair. Like her brother, she was giving him a chance to make an accounting of himself. It was better than he expected and better than he deserved. His answering smile was slow and wistful, and almost entirely genuine. "Maybe it's time I started repaying that debt I owe your family." Leia watched as Kip raced to his ship and lifted off, swinging into position on Jag Fell's port flank. She reminded herself that this engaging man was the same person who had destroyed Corrida, who had fallen to the dark side and nearly killed her brother Luke, who had tricked Jaina into using her name and reputation to bring the rogue squadron into his latest vendetta.
"Bring her back, Kip," she said softly, "and you'll make a good-sized dent in that debt. But if you hurt her again, or anyone of mine, you'd be safer turning yourself over to the Yuuzhan Vong."